Okay, you go ahead.
So what's your best Shane Gillis impression?
It's visual.
It's very visual.
Yeah, it's visual with the hands.
You gotta tilt your head forward, open up your eyes.
Yeah. Go, eh.
Tell a blatant lie and be like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what annoys me. Sometimes it annoys me. It's like, yeah, and I said this. I didn't say that, but imagine if I did say it. Like,
stand up is all lies.
What kind of jokes are these?
I went to see Anthony Jeselnik on Friday.
Oh, damn.
In Hamilton. He's in
town? Oh, there's a jokester.
He's good.
Little jokes.
He had a lot of jokes about how he hated children.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's very dark humor.
Very dark.
People and then be like that.
And he said, you know what my favorite thing to see is? Amber alerts.
No.
I was like, oh, this guy really doesn't like kids.
I love getting woken up at 6 in the morning by an Amber alert.
Yeah. It's a little too much.
You have to be there, I think. He built up to that. He didn't just start with that.
This is opening joke.
And now you're giving away his jokes for free on this podcast.
Not my kind of humor. I like shit stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Portugal Corner, the podcast where we talk about all things Portuguese soccer, the bad and the funny.
Good flow.
No, not really. It's episode 138. I'm Evan.
Patrick.
Justin.
Hi, my name is Chris.
Oh, you know that rap too?
Yeah.
What's up, boys?
What's going on, Chief?
Yeah.
Oh, boss?
Another week.
You got two sad Benfiquistas this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if
feeling down.
A couple butthurt boys here.
Frowning.
I'm a little, it's permeating my being. I'm a little low energy today. We'll see if we can pick it up, but.
Hey, you're very feisty. You're like jabbing at people. I don't know.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see.
You're being grumpy.
Let's get into it.
Get into it.
It's a big show. It's a big show. We got to get right into it.
Oh, we got no time to fool around, guys. We got to get right into it.
Let's do it. All right.
Oh, this fucking game too.
We're going to start with sport thing this week. They played on Sunday. Crazy game against Ferenc, 3-2. Adan injured on Friday in training.
Who's actually mad about that?
Nobody. Everyone's rejoicing. They're fucking ecstatic. This guy is injured for the rest of the season. And then, on Sunday they took on Ferenc. Daniel Braganza was the captain, and he opened the scoring with an in-the-box blast.
Very nice blast.
Yes.
Yeah, he rocketed that one in. And interesting choice for the captain. Ruben Amorim giving different guys different opportunities to wear that captain's armband, I suppose.
How does he get make sense? He's a Sporting boy through and through.
How does he jump Pote, though?
That's true.
I feel like Pote is like, he brought them to a championship.
I think if you count all his years on the B team and the youth teams, he's got more seniority.
Yeah, I guess so.
I tell you what, man, if you're there all the time and, you know, you're covering everybody's shift and you're putting in all those hours and someone else gets the title, you know you're the best. You know who you are, you know?
Some guys just aren't captain material. It seems like Braganza is a great Sporting captain. Pote maybe just doesn't really want it. Like Rafa and Benfica never wears it. He doesn't care to have it.
You don't want that. The captaincy comes with like a set of leadership qualities, right? And like not everybody wants to do that.
But also, I mean, to your point, Chris, about like, you know, the picking up everyone's shift and all this, and you've been there and you got the seniority and you, it's your time to shine. It's like a nice one that gets acknowledged. The manager's like, hey.
It's a nod,
Yeah, it's a nod to you. Hey, you're wearing it today.
It is more work, though. It comes with responsibilities.
A little more work. Does anyone ever follow that? Hey, he's the only guy who can talk to the ref. That's true.
You gotta talk to all your team, and you have to be the leader.
You gotta cheer people up. What if you're not good at cheering people up? You know, instilling confidence into people. Not everyone's good at that.
Yeah. No, sometimes people say weird cutting remarks.
Some guys are quiet on the field. They don't talk much.
They get the captaincy, and then they condescend or something. Like Ronaldo, is he a good captain? I don't know.
True.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's a whole nother story.
He led Portugal. He leads Portugal constantly.
Yeah. We know he's a good captain, actually, from the Moutinho clip that any account will play on any given day. I'm sure every day you can find it.
That's a
once posted Portuguese, freshly.
Portuguese heritage moment right there.
That's right. If there was that one and the Ricardo gloves off I saw today are the two Portuguese heritage moments. If you're Canadian, you know what that is. It's a little clip that they played on the CBC, and it was really something always very dull. It was never exciting.
After Bragança scores, Gyökeres finesses one in. Little tapper there, like a little cheeky finish. And then Balumi stonks one, top of the box, outside the box, way out, way, way out. That puts them at 2-1. And then after they score another one, they tie it. And then Pote eventually scores the winner with an assist from Esgaio.
Yeah. Farense came back. They made it interesting for a little bit.
2-2,
2-2. May Sporting thought that, oh no, this is, we can't tie now. And then who comes to save them? Esgaio down there.
Esgaio.
He picks up a ball. He throws it across the face of goal and puts on the end of it. So then it was, you know, as it should be, I guess. Sporting won again.
Ferenc scared them, though.
Yeah, that's good.
A little bit of a scare.
Ferenc does well against Sporting. Even the other time they played them, that guy banged like the bunch of free kicks.
Oh yeah, the guy used to play for them, Mateus.
Yeah.
Well, they're buddy clubs, aren't they?
They go back.
They go back. Ferenc got that lion.
They both got lions, yeah. Mm. They got that lion in them. But the big game of the week was on Thursday for Sporting when they played Benfica at the Alvalade. Tasa. Benfica, they played Sporting. Pote and Gyökeres deal the blows to the Birds. Benfica scores through Arsenis, followed by Di Maria scoring, but VAR calls it off. And then Nuno Santos also hits a nasty Trevella stonk outside the box that's called off as well. A lot of VAR in this game. A lot of reviewing going down.
It had to be implemented.
Yeah, it was the beginning of a big week for Benfica.
Probably the biggest.
Probably this was make or break time for the season. We want this Tasa.
There'll be bigger leaks.
We want this Tasa.
Yeah.
So we got to play Sporting in the Alvalade. Lisbon Derby. The Derby Eterno. And Benfica, you know they're going to put out a lineup that's kind of like, look, the back's fucked, man. We buy this Carreras guy, and then, you know, he's not really like, the problem was like the left back and right back. We finally got Ba back, and he plays this game. And we thought, okay, that's good. And then we have Arsenis on the other side, is it? Because we didn't want the Morato deal again. Morato's not been having the best time.
No.
But this game, it was Ba who wasn't having the best time. He gets a cross, put in a cross, and it finds Pote on the back post. Pote's not someone you want winning headers in your box.
That shouldn't be happening, no.
That should not be happening, no. So
I feel like they don't defend well with like header set pieces. Someone's always left open or something.
Yeah, a little back post action.
Yeah, Auschnitz, he can't defend those.
Then we're down one. Pretty early.
Well, Sporting was killing it first half. A lot of attacks, Gyökeres, but Antonio Silva was shutting him down pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
He had his number a bit. Keeping him at bay
until all of a sudden
he's kind of switches sides. Gyökeres,
he wasn't at
bay. He attacks Otamendi and he couldn't take care of him.
Tough week for Otamendi there.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting attacked on all sides.
So he puts it across. Gyökeres does what Gyökeres type things, as they say, and just blows past him, finds the net, scores. Down to nothing. Let me tell you something. I was coming from a staff meeting, and I was trying to watch this game after the meeting ended. I thought 3:45. There's a Casa del Antejo who's right beside where I work. Let me walk in there, see if I can check out this game. I asked my dad before. I'm like, they got the Sport TV in there? And he's like, oh, yeah, they should have that. Or even RTP. And I walk in. This place is freaking empty. It's like a restaurant that's like one of those casas, you know? Like a social club kind of place. But they have a restaurant. And there's just this screen with a lineup on it, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, that channel.
You know that channel? A screen with a lineup?
Well, if they have that channel, they should have the other ones.
But I didn't want to sit down and ask when no one's there. So I hopped on the bus. I went down, I ended up at this other Portuguese bar. I won't say it because it's kind of like, it was pretty intimate. And there's one, and it was like, it was nice. It was fine. There's a table that like wasn't watching the game, and they were just talking about jewelry and purchasing jewelry really loudly.
It took over the whole room?
It kind of did. It kind of did. Mm. The atmosphere was a little, I don't want to say cheapened by them, but there's also like a lady who looks like she was drinking there every day for the last week and was like passing out on the table, and she finally left. Anyways.
Halftime came and you're like, I need a new spot.
I went to our favorite spot, Rosa Branca, and it was 2-0. We're down. And I thought, okay, I changed vibes. I changed scenery. I start talking to a guy about Portuguese parents and how they're like, just the worst, you know. Like, you know,
he a Portuguese parent?
No, he's
a son.
He's a Portuguese 40-year-old son living living with his parents. He's like, take these people, man.
They're the worst, and he's feeding off of them.
I think you met yourself 10 years from now. And you know who I looked up to? Myself from 10 years from now. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, and I said that. And so the vibes were already much better, you know. Yeah.
I showed up there and it was good vibes in there. It was exciting. Everyone was into it. All the guys coming after work. It was nice.
So what happened was I sat down. I said, you know what? In my head, this second half is going to be a little different. We can still tie this game up. And as soon as that Di Maria cross gets put in, passes Kouats, doesn't even hit Arsenal's head. I'm already screaming, standing up. I know this one's in the fucking back of the net. Boom. 2-1.
It was a perfect cross.
I said, here we go.
Right when it left his foot. That's a goal.
That's a goal.
Let's-a go.
So then.
Let's-a go.
Goal. And then Di Maria does a little magic again. I think a little 1-2 with Rafa. Mm-hmm. He hits it. As soon as this ball leaves his foot, Evan, you were there. I'm up. I'm screaming. This is a goal.
He's smacking tables.
He tucked it. It was a slow roller into the corner.
Israel had no chance to stop this. All their bombs, all their weapons, everything they got, they could not stop this goal.
And their guns and their cross in your head.
And I think, okay, Benfica's, we're in your head. We are
they
in your
are
head.
Fighting.
Now it's 2-2. And then what happens was they said Tankstead was in the way.
He's screening the goalie from an offside position, which I don't know. I don't really buy it. I don't think he was like in there enough that it was.
As a neutral, as a civilian, the guy's offside. He's blocking the goalie.
You got to see the different angle. He saw the whole thing. He dived the right way and everything.
He was doing, that goalie.
He interfered the play.
I kind of agree with Chris.
If you're the goalie, come on. You'd be fucking livid if they counted that.
I don't know. I think it's like the speed in which he's moving. I think when you look at the replay, it doesn't look great. But I feel like live it happening, like, he's just there. I don't know. I don't think it's enough to like to deter the goalie from like knowing what he's doing.
He's standing kind of right in front of the shooter. And then based off that, he can't really see the shooter's legs, what direction he's going to kick it. Yeah, all these little split-second things that make you not be able to save the ball.
It's also a little Tengstedt. It's not a little thick Cabral.
Yeah. You can see around him, yeah.
Good point.
We can go back and forth and bicker on this all day. I personally think they made the right call.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's still 2-1. We move. And then luckily, I mean, there was just out of nowhere. This play, Paulinho kind of heads it out offside, but this karate kick by Nuno Santos is just like flies in.
That's what he does. You kind of expect that from him.
He does a little unexpected stuff, right?
He shoots some bombs.
He wants another Puskas nomination.
Yeah, so it kind of just flew in, and I was like, okay, 3-1. No, they gotta call this back. I don't care what it was. I didn't really see the first offside, but I was glad they didn't count that. If they counted both, it would have been 3-2. Sporting still would have won. So,
yeah. What was the vibe in the bar when that went in? Did people go oosh?
No, they were surprised.
Yes. It's very surprising that goal. Yeah. Yes,
there was a Sporting guy in front of us, and then he kept arguing. Well, he wasn't starting the fight. It was another Benfica guy in the bar that kept yelling at him. Mm. He was very angry at him, and I don't know why.
I think that guy was just taking the piss. That guy was just pretend. Like,
he wanted to fight. That's fun for
him.
That, yeah.
That's fun for him. He kept saying things like, in Portuguese, like, you don't know anything about football. And it's like funny to say that to someone just when you're wrong.
Yeah.
When you, you know. Anyways.
A lot of Portuguese guys think they're so smart and they know everything about football.
Just funny. Anyway.
They put in their 10,000 hours, Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all hate João Mario.
And they're right about that.
It's not one good thing to say about
it. He played really bad this game.
Yeah.
As usual.
I think it's funny, though, that, like, yeah, so the result, I mean, just in hindsight, great for Sporting. We're only down by one in the away leg, so we can come back and hopefully win by one. We just can't tie. Sporting can tie, which is nice for them. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
I think I would rather beat them in the league because we can still catch them in the league.
No, you can't. You can't catch them in the league.
Ferenc almost tied them. I think they could slip up. They still have to play Porto, too.
There's a lot of slipping time.
There's slipping time.
They got 4 points on you if they get that win in the game and end.
Yeah, if I'm familiar, counts good, man. They did an overhead kick today.
One of the best.
A sloppy overhead kick.
So, they come back to the Luge in a couple weeks, I take it. Oh, Portugal Cup, April 3rd. So,
it's a while.
About a month away.
Month away. Anyways, Benfica. So they lose on Thursday. They got to gear up and get ready for Sunday when they played Porto at the Dragão. You guys can't do it away this year, can you?
Usually can't. That's a tough place for Benfica.
Yeah. That was a very surprise. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every second of that.
Yeah. But how did you feel going into it, Justin?
Just based off the Sporting game,
yes.
The Toulouse games,
yes.
The other big games we've played for the last little while, not the beginning of the year. You can check the tape, go back to see what I was saying last week. I was not saying, like, some weeks I'm like, we're going to kill them. We're going to win. I was just kind of like, I really hope they do well. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I always go into games with winning mentality, but I didn't feel very good about this game deep down.
Yeah, I certainly didn't expect what happened to happen.
Yeah.
That was like a disaster.
Nobody expected that to happen. But even me.
You look at the setup and you look at the back four again. This is why I don't blame Schmidt for how it, like, we eventually lost. I do blame, like, the effort and, like, kind of what transpired and just, like, the giving up and, like, the kind of, like, disaster that it turned into. But, you know, Arsenis on one end,
yeah.
Because Ba had a bad game, so he puts in Arsenis. Then he puts on Morato, which has never been, like, great this year. But it makes sense because I think this is the same back line that he played Porto with in the previous, right? Or at least very similar. I'm sure we had Morato out there, I think.
In our back four, there's two players playing out of position.
Exactly.
So that shouldn't be happening.
You wouldn't do that on FIFA, would you?
No. Well, could this go all the way to the top? Why don't we have a backup right back? Why don't we have any left backs?
That's what I was just about to say. And then we also, like,
Schmidt doesn't have the right players to use, yeah.
The same problem that we had in December when I was like, okay, we're going to fix this in January and then we'll make a title push, a strong one. None of it got fixed in January. Like, they brought in the Carreras guy. We can't see him. We're not allowed to see him. And I always say, when we're not allowed to see him, most of the time, they're hiding him for a good reason. This guy's not very good.
Wait, there's a reason you don't see him on the field.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, when we did see him, he can't defend. He does weird stuff. I mean, of course, he can go forward. That's sort of more his thing.
Yeah. And so, like, that's the guy you brought in. Then what was the other side? You were just expecting Ba to be, like, playing every game. And
I'm still waiting for Juan Bernat to come out. Where's this guy?
Maybe they were waiting for the Juan Bernat. Yeah.
He got the Draxler treatment. He got, like, a season-ending injury or something.
Yeah. Useless.
So I don't understand why those two things weren't addressed. And then, you know, the midfield was okay, but then
he
went back to Tankstedt as well in the last two games as well, which is kind of interesting too, because it's like you have Marcus Leonardo, you have Arthur
these
Cabral,
Brazilian guys,
and then you're still going to go back to Tankstedt. That's how good you feel about them. But I think also that's a weird decision on Schmidt's part, because I feel like, didn't he start Tankstedt in the first Porto game as well? I think he's like, he has that kind of thing of like,
it worked last time.
He knows their formula.
Yeah.
I think Tankston's a pretty good striker. I like his runs and stuff. Seems a little dangerous.
He's not sharp enough.
Yeah. I think Schmidt made some, like, comments about training and, like, I think maybe he was talking about Cabral doesn't train well.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know who else?
Big, beefy bastard.
You know who else famously didn't train very well or hard? Brazilian Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Famously.
And these are two guys that should definitely be compared.
That's right. That's
same,
right.
Same build.
Same build. So same what, same
and,
number.
And Ronaldinho. He's
same
a
nationality.
He's a partier.
That's right.
So what about, I feel like earlier in this year, everyone was ragging on Schmidt because he didn't make subs early enough. This game, he was all over subs. 45th minute, subs are happening. Just subs all over the place, even before the red card.
Yeah. Every time Porto had the ball, it was like, danger, danger, danger. We have to stop the bleeding somehow.
So he puts on Florentino.
Florentino, yeah.
But then he also, we're down 2-0, so he's like, okay, maybe a more attacking left back. Maybe the Carreras guy can play.
Oh, yeah, and Morata was getting cooked by Chico.
Yeah.
Chico's killing him.
Chico.
He's killing that wing.
On fire.
Probably.
What is the story with Neres? You guys keep saying he's a super sub, blah, blah. He's one of your good guys. Has he fallen off? Why don't they use him earlier? They needed him earlier this game.
I think there's something weird about... About Schmidt again. It's about Schmidt. He likes Neres in like the 70th minute or like later on, so he can take advantage of tired defenders. I think that's his like game plan because it's worked a bunch of times before, and it's like you're kind of stuck in this thing
He's like, no, let me start João Mario on the wing.
Loves João Mario, yeah, instead of Neres. They made five subs, and João Mario stayed on the whole game. I don't know how you didn't take him off.
He wanted that experience. And then the game just goes, it's 2-0. So I'm thinking, okay, we can get back in this game like we got back in the Sporting game. At least, you know, well, 2-1 doesn't make a difference here, but we can tie it. You know, 2-2 could do something. And then Otamendi gets a red card. And then the whole game just goes to shit. Yeah. And then you're like...
Well, it was already 3-0 at the red.
Yeah.
It was Galeno scored two in the first half. And then Brazilian national team call-up Wendell scores from the top of the box, gets two nutmegs.
Yeah, you know things are going bad when that happens.
Yeah, when Wendell is thriving, something is going wrong.
It was just a disaster from, like, beginning to end for Benfica. Like, they couldn't do... anything. Nobody played well. João Neves didn't have a good game. Like Antonio Silva,
he had the heart
though. Game. Yeah,
people like his heart.
Yeah, João Neves, he did all right. He made some nice clearances and controlled the ball. But like, man, Evan Nielsen, Pep, Conceição, and Galeno, just all of them were on fire. Even Nico was on fire. He almost had a header. He definitely should have scored. He just mishit it. But like on top of that, Wendell played well, and Otavio locking down the back too. Like Porto were just on a heater that day.
Yeah, football's weird, man. Sometimes teams just show up.
Yeah,
different teams match well together, bad together.
This is Porto time, you know. This is Porto time of the season. Champions League round of 16. They always do well in that one, and then. Against Porto, against Benfica in the Dragão. These are the games they live for.
They show up, yeah.
And then I was going to say, like Tankstedt and Rafa couldn't do shit against Otavio and Pep. Like, I think Tankstedt had, like, one little looped, little half chance that he just kicked into the sky. Because he's, like you said, not that sharp, especially on those, like, little half chances.
Yeah, and that was like really good chances. Not we didn't even really go. Oh, almost a goal or something. Like, we're just getting cooked.
Di Maria took that shot, and it was still 1-0 at that time. So I thought, okay, maybe you know. Yeah.
Well, possession for the game was 65-35 for Porto. Shots were 18-5, and then the big chances were 6-1. So you guys, Benfica managed one big chance. Porto was six, meaning that I guess they only missed one.
And it's not just, you know, it's not just the defense, but that our midfield couldn't hold the ball either.
Yeah, like Kökçü's not supposed to play that position, right?
Kökçü, Neves, like, yeah.
And, crazy, we didn't get a red card in this game, so you guys had to play against 11 men for the whole time.
Okay, that's...
When's the last time you guys had to do that in a big game?
Well, You know, there, I did see some fouls, though, that by Pep and Otavio that warranted a red card for me, honestly. I did see some jumps there with a little high arm and, you know, some looks that they gave us that weren't very nice either.
No. Yeah. Looks could kill.
Yeah. So, you know, that's sort of iffy reffing, but.
Yeah. And Pep had hair.
Pep had hair?
A little bit.
That was to throw them off, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he played that last game with the swim cap, and I guess he was like, this look is pretty good. He's going to grow the hair in.
Well, do we come to Barry Benfica or praise Porto? Do you want to praise Porto some
hell
more?
Hell yeah, man. Well, Danny Loader back.
I thought he was Danny Namaso now.
Yeah, he's got all the names.
You can do both.
He got married? Yeah.
and then Pep, too. Brazilian Pep. Pepe. Nice came in. Trubin should have had that. He just shot it like right past him. But he's just been killing that number 10 role. And then with Chico and Galeno on the outside, like, I don't know, everything's just fucking mooshing. They're mooshing, guys.
Oh, calling them a moosh.
Calling a moosh. Got some questions. CD Barros was asking, who was mooshing yesterday? Asking for a friend.
So he won't want specifically the Benfica Porto game?
Yeah.
Chico Conceição.
Chico Conceição was the moosher. Friends at long ball. Is Schmidt closer to getting sacked than Sergio Conceição? Say you?
Isn't Sergio just leaving on his own accord?
Probably.
In his Honda Accord?
But I mean, if either of them were going to get fired before the end of the year, who's in...
Well, you're asking that question at a pretty sensitive time here.
Yeah. I think Schmidt gets the rest of the year...
I mean,
unless he starts going to slide, lose the next four games. But
yeah,
I mean, he just won us the title. I'm not ready to call for his head. Although I did have a spare white T-shirt.
at the game, the flag.
And I was raising the white T-shirt after the fifth goal. But
that was funny.
The thing about Schmidt is like. He just won us the title last year. He had like all these weapons, and then like the team is not built to like. He's doing the best with what he has, essentially. He's turning chicken shit into chicken salad.
But you guys made so much money. Why don't spend the money and get some players?
Yeah, guys you need. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's not like you guys have no money.
That's what I'm saying.
You're those rich, cheap guys now. You're a bunch of rich, cheap guys.
Where's that money going?
You could be Chelsea. Chelsea's rich, and they're balling. They're balling with money they don't have. You guys are rich, cheap guys.
It's going to Rikosh's cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah. He's smoking up there. He's smoking in the away stadium. Is that allowed?
He's in a box. I don't know.
It was cool as hell is what it was.
Him and C-Mel lighting up.
Yeah, it's Europe.
I think if Schmidt doesn't win anything for this season, I think maybe he walks and he just gets sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's already pretty sick of the media there. So the questions they ask him after are so leading. It's like, and don't you think this was embarrassing performance for you and everything? Like, what is the problem? Is it and then he'll list a bunch of things that he thinks is the interview thinks is the problem. He's like, now can you confirm one of these? It's like, why don't you ask it a little bit more, you know,
open-endedly?
I hate when the interview rambles, too. He's like saying so much stuff. Why don't you let the fucking guy I want to hear talk?
And props to Joel Neves for... talking after that one, get in front of everyone and answering some questions because it didn't look like anyone else wanted to, I guess.
You said that you thought it would be him.
I thought it would be him, yeah. It should be.
I think it's not a big deal. People are like, oh, he just lost his mom and he's just 19 years old and they send him out. But he's very mature. He's a huge Benfiquista. I think it's good that a real Benfiquista goes out and talks.
Mm-hmm. I think after this weekend, he's a full-grown man.
Yeah.
He's 45 at heart.
19 is a man, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think... Again, can't see Rafa doing it or anything.
That's why Rafa doesn't get the captain ban.
Maybe João Mario could have done it, but...
Neil sent us a question. He said, what a fucking beating, lol. I always expected Benfica to lose this way during the late 2000s to most 2010s when they had Hulk, Falcão, Maicon, Quaresma, Pep, and a few others. But am I ignorant for saying that this Porto team of 2024 is mediocre at best? And...
You know what,
Neil? You're not ignorant for saying that. You're right. They are mediocre at best, which makes it even worse. That's what adds to it. It's like, this is a third-place Porto we just got smashed by.
Yeah,
I mean, they look great in this game, though.
Oh, they did. I mean, I've never seen a better team in my life, actually.
This is a great team.
We just saw that clip on YouTube. It was like this scary. What would they call it? They call it Porto in the early 2010s was
Terrifying team or something.
The most terrifying team. And we watched them with all those players, the highlight reel, and we're like,
did it scare you?
It scared us.
No, are you all right? Are you all right, Chris?
No.
Hulk could shoot at 117 kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
I peed my pants a little bit. Evan creamed his pants a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
So scared you're horny? Yeah.
No, but even like compared to the year when they won, where it's like, man, you swap out Conceição for Luis Diaz, like killer. You throw Vitinha and Fabio Vieira in there, like Taremi when he was like steaming and he was good. Now he's just sitting on the bench.
Just a steaming pile of what?
Yeah. I'm glad we don't even see that guy anymore. He came back from the Asia Cup and I'm like, oh, good. Just pretend like he hasn't come home yet. But yeah, it's just like we're not the greatest Porto team in the last couple of years, but fuck, man, they can make it happen.
Yeah, and you're not going to win probably the league. Definitely not. No. I'll say that right now. But you have the easier route to the TASA final, so that's hopeful. And I'll
Vitória is good.
Yeah, and I'll just I'll end by saying congrats to Porto.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Benfica were not ready for that match at all. How do you not be ready though? As well, you know what Porto's gonna play like. You right? They're gonna play like dogs.
Doesn't matter if you know. They couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
But yeah, huge win there. Evens out the table. Sporting fans were also happy. They were creaming their jeans. They were fucking...
Yeah, you know what? Tough stadium for your boys to go in, but even tough for you guys to come to the bar. You had, like, all those Porto guys, and then, like, the closet Sporting fans who are all happy to see Porto win, too. You guys are... And most you're getting double-teamed, man.
Most of the bars are 70% Benfiquista, so, yeah, I mean, yeah. Everyone's Benfiquista.
It's like maybe the weekday was a little bit different because you get all the guys coming after work that are like all down to hang out and shit. But like on the Sunday afternoon, once Benfica were down by like 3 goals, like that place started to clear out. Like Thursday for the Sporting Benfica game, like it was rowdy till the end. This game was just like everyone gave up and like left. There was not a crazy vibe by then.
Well, that's what happens in a blowout, right? Yeah. In a blowout, it's just kind of, you know.
Yeah, everyone had the Sunday scaries too.
They were scared of this Porto team. Oh, yeah. I gotta get out of here.
I saw they set off fireworks during the game. Like they were already celebrating in the city.
Yeah, Danny was saying that those were it could have been Sporting fans. You don't know that. Just because you saw fireworks in the background, you don't know it was Porto fans, right?
It's the band ultras, probably.
Yeah, could probably.
They got to sign in with the police and say, hey, I'm not at the game today again.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it at home with a crappy little TV.
I'm going to shout out Danny, who joined us at the bar for this game.
Yeah.
Good vibes all around. We had a little table, and the biggest mission of the night was just getting more chairs.
We need
you ever
chairs.
Be in a bar and need chairs?
Yeah.
We had the smallest table with the most people and probably spent as much money as the rest of the whole fucking bar.
Put together.
No, we had a great time.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
I'm nervous about chairs too, but Evan, he is great at getting chairs.
There's always one
he goes,
guy.
There's one table with just one guy sitting with
there's
like four chairs.
There's one sad old man with four chairs. He doesn't need them all.
But isn't it every time you go there and take another chair away from him, isn't it very sad? He's like, yes, of course. Go, take them all. No one's coming.
Just leave me with my soup.
Dude, you even took away the opportunity for him to make a friend.
It's true. He can't even say, come sit with me. I have no chairs at this table now.
I took all my chairs.
Why don't you go sit at that other table with all those friends?
Oh, maybe I should have invited him over.
Next time.
Should have.
If we had a bigger table.
Yeah.
I also want to shout out my Korean friend Daniel, who wore a Di Maria Benfica jersey, and then after the fifth goal, tried to start a SLB chant.
He succeeded. I joined.
That wasn't try.
I think that was beautiful. We should still cheer our team on. You didn't like it?
I didn't want that to happen.
Still do the Glorioso chant. That's like the fans in the crowd in Porto were still going strong and chanting, and that's beautiful.
Yeah. You know what it is? Porto, they played... We had to do that makeup TASA game earlier in the week. So we thrashed Santa Clara, and we're like, oh, this is the same team, same jersey. We can just crush these guys. Same thing.
Hey, Santa Clara put up a better fight. They went up 1-0.
They actually did. Rafael Martins. I thought this guy was gone. Cazapia legend. But he opened the scoring. And then Evan Nielsen and Galeno would tie the game with goals there. Chico and Nico picking up assists.
Chico, Nico.
Yeah. So Porto got to play Guimarães. Still playing catch-up. Obviously, the schedules don't make sense right now. Winner of that takes on the winner of the Lisbon derby. If you guys can come back against Sporting at the Luge.
Yeah. Possible.
And hopefully we're out of rainy season. Because it's beautiful weather over here. I can only imagine it will be in Portugal as well. And then there'll be no more rained out mud bath games.
Mud games.
Could Vitória do an upset? They got the kid, Portuguese Grealish.
They got the little kid going. Come on, the Gipper. Do it for the kid.
M. Pacheco. They're looking good.
Nelson Oliveira.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's cooking.
Speaking of which, they beat Estoril 3-1. João Mendes, Jota Silva, and Nelson Oliveira all score for Vitória. Despite the scoreline, Estoril, they put up a fight. They almost came back. They had some offside goals. They scored a penalty. But having said that, Guimarães, I think they put the ball in the net like 5 times. They had 2 offside goals at the beginning. They're looking good. Pacheco getting some vengeance on the team that fired him.
Yeah, nice.
Alvaro Pacheco, he's got a motion.
He's got a motion.
Man, he definitely does, yeah.
Jota, stonk. Just so direct, straight in front of the net. I loved it.
A straight blast shot, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this is the most impressive performance of the weekend, actually, is Guimarães. And I think they have a big chance to knock off Porto.
Okay.
I'm confident in them, yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
It's all they're fighting for, right? What do they care about? A conference
spot. They're pushing
spot.
Up in the league. Maybe they can overtake Braga.
Yeah. Might make it to Confederations Cup. Maybe they'll still them to qualify.
The other thing.
Conference League?
Conference League. Confederations. What's the Confederation Cup?
That's when...
That's canceled now.
Oh, they took that away. Yeah, I like that one. Away. We should have won that before they took it away.
Chile.
Yeah. Braga, Alvaro Jallo has agreed to move to Atletico Bilbao for next season for $15 million plus $5 million add-ons. Too cheap? What do we think?
That's a good chunk of change, I think.
That's good. It's a good deal for Braga.
Did you know Bilbao is one of these teams where they only play Spanish players?
Yeah.
They can only play Spanish players.
Not even Spanish players. They literally have to be from the Basque region.
Oh, really? They have to be from the region, too.
And
is that where Jell's from?
He is born in Madrid, but he grew up in that region.
Technicality.
He grew up there, and he played in their leagues there, so he counts. Okay.
That's wild.
Damn. Yeah.
And they're always a pretty solid team, too, even with this restriction that they have.
Damn. That's like in Mexico. Chivas A, they only have Mexican players.
Same, yeah.
And they just signed Cade Cowell, who has like half
Mexican. He's American, but he has Mexican parents.
Yeah, he plays for the national team for America. But yeah, so Jallo earns a move. That's good. Good for him, man. He's fantastic.
I got to trade him.
Yeah, sad for Braga.
Oh, he'll leave at the end of the season.
Yeah, he's been too important. But yeah, this weekend they played Estrella Amadora. Bonza, Roger, and Bruma hit the net. 3-0 game to take down the Lisbon team, who sit in 16th place. Roger, he hits one real hard. Hits the bar. Ball comes back to him after some finagling in the box. And then he smashes it in the box. Another in the box blast this week.
IBB, yeah. That was a good one. You get to hear the net ripple.
Yeah.
He rocked that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he fucked up the knee slide real hard.
He just slammed his knees too much into the grass, yeah.
And then he flopped like a fish.
I thought he was doing the fish flop celebration, to be honest.
It looked much more painful than that.
Maybe because I've had a knee surgery. That just celebration feels scary to me. You know,
if you slide. If it's wet, you can definitely do a good slide.
It's always wet, though.
It's got to be wet.
Yeah. It's always wet.
Depends.
They water the field.
They water the grass.
Depends how hot it is.
Well, at halftime and at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, the Spanish Armada ransacked Northern Kingdom of Chaves in a 5-1 obliteration. Mojica, Cristo, and Jason run up the score tally for the season. These fucking Spaniards. Fucking Mojica has 16 goals.
Oh, yeah. What? I would say these Spaniards are motion, for sure.
They're fucking motion.
They got it going now.
Christo with 11 and Jason with 6. That's an insane amount of goals. Like, that's top four numbers for these guys. Are they all going to leave? Are they all abandoning this team?
I think Jason will stay. his name's just Jason.
Yeah. He's no Mujica. Other than that, Shavs, honestly, they did put up a decent fight. They were taking shots from way outside. They hit the net. They hit the crossbar. Goalie had to make some good saves, but at the end of the day, it was a 5-1-er there.
Yeah, I like that strategy. Just spray and pray.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not... Yeah, the scoreline doesn't
do the game any justice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And then one more game in Portugal. Famalicão versus Boavista. 1-1 game. Atrocious goals. And the worst overhead kick you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, sloppy.
Yeah.
I mean, Evan's on this thing called Foot Mob or something, and it gives him an alert every time there's an overhead kick. So he plays the highlights for us. Guys, there's going to be an overhead kick in this game. Barely. I mean, I don't know. Go watch the goal for yourself. See if his foot goes over his head.
It was really sad.
He shins it. He doesn't hit good contact on it.
It doesn't say that in the app.
The app should say overhead kick was pretty shit.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more questions. Danny says Bragança for stonk of the week. I don't know.
We can give it him IBB of the week.
IBB for sure. It was in the box. I don't know if we can call it a stonk of the week.
It's got to be outside the box, Danny. Yep. You've done a couple episodes. You should know this by now.
These are the rules we've put in place. Yep.
Yes.
Who has been the player of the season so far? The easy answer is Gyökeres, but he's not feeding himself all the balls. This comes from Azorian Alchemy on Twitter. Player of the season other than Gyökeres? Because it's definitely Gyökeres.
Yeah. Yeah. That's without a doubt. But is this guy insinuating that it's Pot besides Gyökeres?
Possibly.
Leading question.
Yeah.
This is one of those Portuguese journalist questions. Very leading. Okay. I mean, honestly, I know he's not feeding himself the ball, but finishing is the most important thing in this game, you know? Ask Benfica fans and Tengstedt and Arthur Cabral, and, you know, it's when the ball goes in the net.
Exactly.
We can get it close all day.
You got to put it in.
You could feed, but
you got to eat. Yeah. Who's eating?
Yeah.
I'd say, well, from the second place team, Rafa, Trubin, those are great players besides Gyökeres.
I don't know. Otavio's looking pretty good on Porto right now. I think he might be the best player in the league other than Gyökeres, but that's just me.
What? I hear some other
names?
Kind of names. Mujica.
Cristo.
Jota. And I'm going to say Bruma. He's been having a nice little season.
He was injured for a bit, right?
Not Bruma. Yeah, no, you can't say Bruma. Fine. You know what? I will say Bruma, though.
Okay. Maybe Jota Silva. I like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he might get a call up to the national team.
That'd be cool.
Martinez is thinking of him.
But would he play?
Casa de Paiva, he also asked, will Martinez finally call up Pote for the upcoming friendlies? Horta's out. Neto came off for Wolves injured early last game. If it's not now, will Pote ever get a chance?
Jota's injured.
And,
who knows if he'll be back in time?
I say, why not?
Yeah, bring Pote, man.
Yeah, these games are friendlies, but I think maybe it depends. If Martinez wants, like, okay, I'm calling the friendlies, but this is essentially the team to build the group a little longer, this is going to be the team, guys. This is going
to
be the team.
It's to get ready for the world.
But also,
the
Euro. If you're thinking about bringing Jota Silva, how does he trump Pote? Like,
I don't know if he's thinking of bringing Jota Silva, but what we know is that the Portuguese papers are trying to push that narrative that maybe Jota could get called up.
Leading.
Jota Silva's on the 100-man shortlist.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure. On his PDF file.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Just a reminder, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Subscribe wherever you get your pods. We're back on YouTube. Check us out there. Take some time to leave a rating and a review. We're also on Pama Radio, Pama Talk, online radio station there. Check them out. They've recently added the Seleção Pod and the Benfica Podcast to their roster.
That's a great podcast.
So,
oh, wow. We're in the same company as them.
We got some tough competition.
We're in the same company as them. Okay. Hey, and you know what? If you don't have any of those means to get podcasts, I will record this for you on a tape and mail it to you. How about that?
Well, how would they know to get that?
Well, maybe you read about it in that article that on Analog, you know, how do I get diesel pulled to cast? I say, give me your address and your postal code.
And then also we're on Patreon, some extra exclusive content there. We do an additional after hours pod.
We're going to the after hours.
they don't allow recording in there.
Oh, would they not?
Not so soccer forward, kind of whatever comes to mind. Soccer pops in eventually at some point, but just whatever else is going on in life. So if you want to do that, join our Patreon and get some extra content that way. All right, we move on to England. The Wolves run. It's not going. I'm doing 50-50 on this run, guys.
They beat
Brighton midweek.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
1-0.
Call that?
Yeah, I said they would beat Brighton, but I did say they would beat Newcastle, and Newcastle wiped the floor with them 3-0.
That's a big call to say they would beat Newcastle.
Yeah,
that was a wild
call. Yeah, that's a bold one.
Yeah, well, Newcastle lost the week before, and I thought maybe they'll just keep sucking.
If Neto is still out, I think they will lose to Fulham, and they'll beat Bournemouth, lose to Villa.
Yeah, I said...
Maybe they'll tie. I say, you know what? Tie Fulham, beat Bournemouth, lose to Villa.
I always forget tying is a possibility.
Yeah.
That Manny Singh walks almost 200 miles to watch Wolves versus Newcastle to raise awareness for dementia. Mr. Wolves fan over there. I don't know. Yeah. I came up on Twitter. Thought that was weird.
That sucks that he walked that far to see them lose.
Hopefully he has dementia and he forgot about it.
Glad he showed up at the right place. It was like, no, it was an away game.
Beto on Everton would have his penalty saved by West Ham's Areola, but would redeem himself with the goal in the 56th. Game is tied shortly after by Cat enthusiast Kurt Zuma as the clubs trade headed goals, but the Hammers would score too late and would win 3-1.
Man, take me back to the time when this guy was on Portimonense getting sold to Udinese, and we're like, this guy's going to lead the Serie A in scoring next year. Isn't that crazy?
This guy's going to be on the Seleção any day now.
Yeah, and now he's just like a guy who plays football.
It together at Everton. Yuck,
man. Everton's not the place to be.
No, that was never a good idea. Poor him and Chermiti and Sandre Gomes still there.
Yeah, they're hanging out, and João Virginia.
Yep.
Virginia. So you know what? They got a nice crew there. They got a nice lunch table. And that's really all we can hope for these guys, you know?
Hope they're just enjoying Liverpool.
Yeah.
The other side.
I just saw them take a picture of the four of them doing the Abbey Road thing. So.
Whoa. That's a cool pic.
No, I just made that up. That
Abbey Road's in London.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They get around.
What about Liverpool?
What about crosswalks? They're everywhere.
The Beatles never hung out in Liverpool after they left, right?
They never hung out in Liverpool?
They got to go home to see them. Homes.
Oh, okay. Big timed them.
I'm sorry. They hung out at that lonely lady's grave. What's her name? Eleanor Rigby's grave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they were.
On the other side of Liverpool, Nuno Espirito Santo almost locks out Klopp in a 0-0 draw, but Darwin Nunez shows up in the 99th minute to win the game 1-0.
Thank you, sir. Thank you on behalf of...
thank Benfica.
Benfica? Okay, well, yeah, thank them. Sure. And we'll be paying you the money for that last minute goal.
That's right. Money. There was a $5 million add-on after the 95th goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Shocker, I was ready to just take the draw, lose the points. And your boy... Your little Benfica boy came out of nowhere. I saw him last week after they won the Carabao Cup. I saw him injured on the bench, and I saw him run off the bench, hop over a hurdle. I think he elbow dropped somebody out of the way and jump on the field. I said, this guy's okay to play.
He hit someone with the people's elbow?
Yep. And he came back in this game. And
Darwin Nunez is coming out of the tunnel.
After he scored, he kicked the advertising board.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem smart thing to do.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to injure your fucking knee like that, man.
He was pumped up.
He probably let up. He didn't kick it too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does this thing where he's like, he doesn't look like he's going to score, right? Like, how does he get that ball in there?
Well, even when the little time he was on the field, he created a lot more chances. And I got to say, Evan, your boy Luis Diaz, this guy, he's putting in these little goals, but it's like after we're up 2-0, 3-0, he's not creating shit.
Yeah.
He's getting the ball. I'm not excited to see him on the ball anymore.
Hey, you guys should loan him back to Porto. We'll take him.
Yeah.
You're saying game on the line. This guy don't find the net.
He don't do nothing. And we got Gakpo. That guy's a complete dud. So I saw
some clips of this game. That he took one shot. It was like brutal.
Yeah. So I don't know. Either Luis Diaz needs to wake up or Darwin just please don't get
Someone
injured.
Someone needs to go nab up his dad again.
That's when he plays football. When is Salah coming back?
Salah.
I don't know. I thought it was only up for a couple weeks, but I heard the announcer saying it might be like close to a month.
Yeah. So what's crazy is this game was supposed to have, what, 7 or 8 minutes of extra time. They scored in the 99th. Real Madrid-Valencia, they're at 2-2. At the end of the game, fucking guy crosses the ball in, and the ref blows the whistle as the ball is getting crossed into the box.
Over the 18-yard box.
And yeah.
Then it goes in.
What if the attack just keeps going? Like, you got to end the game eventually. You can't just keep
going. When you're on attack that juicy.
You end it when the ball goes, like, not even out of bounds on, like, the end, that touchline, like, on the sideline, or if it goes back into the middle of the field, like, even out of the final.
Can't go forever, though.
Out of the final third. No, you can't get it up on an attack.
Even the FIFA video game knows not to do that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I've never seen anything like that Real Madrid game, or that ending of that Real Madrid game. That was insanely bizarre, but the funny thing is the ball went in the net.
Yeah.
That's the wild part. Yeah.
And then Jude Bellingham told the ref to fuck off, and he got a red card.
Oh.
But yeah, crazy. And
interesting, ref should fuck off.
Interestingly enough, both teams we're talking about wearing purple. Think about that, everyone. Is that going to make it past the final cut of the episode? Cool. Do you think that they both wore purple?
Teams that don't wear purple, the Manchester Derby, United score first.
Hey, I'd like to point out one thing. Oh. If you put their jersey colors together, it makes purple.
Oh. Yes, the light blue and the red?
Yep.
That is purple. United score first through Rashford. He bashes that in. Cheese bar. Outside the box. Stunk.
Very nice.
It's a stunk.
That's a stunk.
It's up there.
That's a stunk of the week contender, if you ask me.
And then
what a goal. Yeah. What a goal. Love it.
Then Philly Foden blasts one outside the box as well with his left foot. He would follow that up with another goal, and then Haaland ends it in a 3-1 game. But they were all over them. There was like 20 shots to like two.
Yeah.
Dude, embarrassing.
I saw this thing online. It was like Southgate. And they're like, he sees Foden play this stuff. This guy's still not getting called up for England. He's still not on like a starting.
There's a lot of competition in that team, man.
They're playing Jordan Henderson over this guy. Come on.
This guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Something's wrong here, man.
Oh, maybe he's training. But Pep said something funny about Phil Foden. He said, Phil Foden pressured? Not in football. Maybe if someone asks him about what's the last book he read or something like that. But if it's football, no, he's brilliant. He knows exactly. He knows everything.
What kind of book he's read, if he can even
if
read?
If he can read,
who knows?
I don't know.
Crazy backhanded compliment.
Can he tie his shoes? I don't know.
Football, though? No question.
No problems
can
there.
Can he cook a bowl of cereal? I don't know.
I will say about the Manchester Derby is like, I think when maybe once Bruno made that transfer to United and we were like just starting the podcast, these Manchester Derbies seem so much more exciting to me. I barely even watch the Premier League anymore. I don't really care about seeing these guys. I mean, first of all, Man City is like in the title race and it's just not interesting to me. Maybe because the way they play, it's just so robotic, automatic. I mean, it is kind of like beautiful football, but it's almost like Barcelona when they were always winning.
Yeah.
It's same coach, right? Where it's just like, this isn't nice to watch. The other team doesn't even get the ball.
And like Haaland scored like 5 goals midweek and you're like, what the, this guy's just a fucking machine. Yeah.
I mean, it's great if you're a Man City fan, except those don't exist. They don't have fans. Come on.
And when you see somebody out in the wild and they got a Man City jersey, you're just like, fuck that guy. Or you're like, were you a Man City jersey from like back in the day?
I'm literally wearing a Man City Ruben Diaz jersey right now.
And
you are
the first to admit that you are not a Man City
fan.
No,
I'm not even a fan.
You're a Ruben Diaz fan.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, it is a nice shirt though, actually.
Say,
this
in terms
version.
Of just being a shirt, like it. Yeah, it's a great fucking polo.
Oh, this might go in the summer rotation for sure.
It's got gold.
Tucked
I like
in,
gold.
Tucked into some jeans. But, you know, back to, yeah, it's just like they're in the race. Like Liverpool's in the race. Arsenal's in the race, who just crushed tonight.
Or Sheffield, early, the worst team in the league.
Yeah, they put.
And they look like it, yeah.
They put five on them in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
And,
six in total.
And, yeah, how do you feel about Liverpool's chance against those two teams?
I mean, Liverpool lost to Arsenal. It was like one of their only losses this year. But moving forward, well, we're playing City next week. And
oh, shit.
Yeah, and we are.
And you have
we
no
are
fucking
crippled.
Players.
We are absolutely crippled right now. So I'm expecting a loss.
Yeah, you got players that's like just some random, like FIFA created guys. Bradley.
Hey, Bradley has been playing very well.
Bradley Gustafson.
Who's the other kid?
Clark. Yeah, another kid with the afro.
These are
he's
NPCs.
Played 35 minutes. He's won more trophies than Harry Kane already.
Like, we're doing a lot of FIFA references today, but that's like when you scout America and the players you get that get on your team. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you're starting Samakas too. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
it's a tough day at the office, man.
Still making it through though, squeaking by.
You think it's gonna be like a Benfica Porto situation, a 5-0 drubbing at the hands of Manchester City?
It could be. It could very well be.
Mm-hmm. All right, you hear?
Do I want to go out to the bar and invite all my friends out to this game? Maybe not.
Bad mistake on my part. Benfica game.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yep. In Spain, Willie returns. He stonks one home against Atletico Madrid. It is sadly a 2-1 loss for Batiste. Rui Silva gets on the score sheet through an own goal that he cannot stop. But he made some fucking great saves. I will give a shout out to Rui Silva. I think he should get a call up ahead of Saw maybe.
Do you great. Think? Yeah, be the third goalie. Good for you.
Yeah. Take him as third. Well, who's second?
No, he'd be second, yeah.
Sorry, is like Patricio me. Done? Are we done with him?
Yeah, we're pretty much done with him, okay. I think. Yeah. Or maybe he gets called up too, does he? Or for third?
Probably still does. Join the lads. But yeah, Willie fucking slapped it home. Nice curler there.
Yeah.
Chris couldn't find his goal no matter how hard he tried.
It got wiped from the internet.
Why was it getting wiped from the internet? Was it so beautiful no one could see it?
You gotta be fast.
On your Twitter, you're always looking at booty pics. You're looking at a post where it says, don't show me any booty pics.
I've seen enough. Or have I?
I don't go on Twitter. I don't know how that whole thing works, but...
Sounds like you go on it to look at booty pics.
Well... Just expose me all over the podcast worldwide, don't you?
It's okay. I do that, too.
But, yeah, nice to see.
Hey, wait. I haven't seen it either. So, it's like we're really, like, putting that in the stunk of the week contention without even having seen the goal, which is quite incredible.
Well, you're the only one that hasn't seen it.
Oh.
Chris saw it.
I did.
You were sleeping.
Yep.
You were recharging.
You're recharging your batteries there. It's a bit of a curler, I got to say.
Curls a little bit, yeah.
Not a stunk.
It could be up for contention, but it's not going to win.
I'll tell you, on a slow week, it's up there, but this is not a slow week for stonks.
No.
In Saudi, Ronaldo suspended for doing a jerk-off celebration.
I think it was more of like a pimba, like a pumping celebration. Like, we're pumping you.
Yeah, but it means fucking, right?
Yeah, fucking. We're fucking.
I'm giving it to you.
Nobody jerks off backwards like that. At least I don't.
Backwards style?
You never done the...
The upside down?
Switch up?
The stranger? No.
The reverse style. Okay.
But yeah, he got suspended, so he didn't play this week. I think they tied like 3-3 or 4-4. Something crazy happened.
Yep.
But yeah, anyways, man. Valnaster's playing and Ronaldo's not there. Who cares?
I think no one can stop George Jesus's Al Hilal.
Yeah, apparently he's going for like the longest winning streak or undefeated streak.
Yeah, what are these Saudi records that they make up?
No, it's
seven
it's
games.
It's an everyone record.
It's a worldwide.
The worldwide. Yeah. I've never heard of worldwide records before.
Yeah.
For all I know, Real Salt Lake could be up there too.
Brother. They might.
Brother.
Ronaldo's wife, Georgina, gets caught on a hot mic saying Ronaldo might have 1 to 2 years left.
In their relationship?
That's what I thought at first.
There's no context to this video, so it could mean anything. It could mean nothing.
That's an unleading statement.
She could just be talking about his bottled water business.
Yep. He could have been lying to her about soccer, too. Who knows? Maybe in his mind, he's like, I'm going to play for another 10 years.
But 2 years is World Cup, and then that's it, probably, right?
Yeah, who knows?
I think he'll break a record if he plays that World Cup.
Oh, definitely. Every time he plays a World Cup, he breaks a record. Most World Cups.
Was that six now or something?
That's something crazy. Since 06. I'm not going to do all that math.
Do you like Georgina's dress?
This red dress with the Ronaldo on the front? No, it looks hideous.
I like it. Because it implements jersey and dress. I call it dressy.
High fashion jersey.
It kind of makes me hot in a way, you know.
It's turned me on. What do you call in the... There's blokes, and then what do you call...
Chavcore?
Chavcore.
No, but for ladies.
Chav. It's chav.
It's another British thing.
It's like a British slag. She lives in the...
That's for guys. Chavs are guys.
No, chav can be girls.
Can they?
It's called the Chive. So what it was is a website where you would put, don't post me any more booty pics, please. And then it would just be just rows and rows of booty pics.
And you know what I say? Keep calm and chive on.
Local teams, TFC, they signed Matty Longstaff from Newcastle, leaving the Magpies short staff. They only got one Longstaff left.
Okay. Great name.
Yeah. That's a weird signing.
Cool.
How do you go from Newcastle to TFC? That's fucked up.
I think he hasn't played that many games
with
them.
Take it.
No. But yeah, they played the New England Revolution, 1-0 win. Insigne popped it in. Little chipper.
Very nice goal.
Yeah,
Perfectly placed.
Yeah. They're playing well. Mm-hmm. I like this Davy Flores in the midfield. I think he's really shoring that up. The defense is looking good. Herdman likes three at the back.
Oh, yeah, that was always his style.
Yeah.
Is this on cable again? Can we watch these games? Or
it's on
still
that Apple TV. Still?
They have like a 100-year deal with Apple TV, it's not going to be on cable.
Fuck that shit.
And Messi has like 50% stock in that or something just for going over there.
No.
But I'll say for the TFC, what a benefit is that, you know, these Italian guys, they're probably going to play at a high level if they want to get out of here.
Yeah.
If you want this move, you got to show other people that you can still play.
Mm-hmm. Show your worth.
Yeah. But what it would be interesting to see if they're like doing really well, they're like going on this unbeaten streak, and then summer comes, and do they ask for to leave, or do they like, let's finish this?
How invested? You got to get them invested, right?
Yeah. I think they're into it.
Well, when they first got here, they were happy. I think they were just unhappy with the manager. And now if they like the manager, that could be good.
When the team's losing, no one's happy.
That's true.
Bad vibes. Hugo Lloris gets his first real test in the MLS as he plays an insane snow game where he is beat point blank by Colombian forward Carlos Gomes of Real Salt Lake. Snow game. That was fun. That was nice to watch. I don't know how it's snowing more. I don't know where Utah is geographically, but we were at like a 10-degree day in February or March, and they're in a fucking snowstorm.
It's very west and more south, I believe.
I think they're pretty far from us. Anything can happen over there.
Yeah, they got mountains over there.
Yeah, the higher altitude, right?
Mountains. That'll fuck your shit up. But yeah, wild, wild, wild game. Lloris squashes the GTA map debate. He says, I played so much Grand Theft Auto, by the time I got to LA, I knew all the landmarks.
Oh, yeah.
He knew the map.
The map is real.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, things are in the same places.
I don't think that's true at all, but...
Well, take it up with Hugo Lloris.
Yeah. But you know what? If Hugo Lloris feels more comfortable, I'm not going to burst his bubble.
He goes to, like, the desert part and looks for Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor's not here. We find some other crazy trailer park guy.
Yeah. Canadian women's national team making a run in the Gold Cup. They beat Costa Rica 1-0 in the quarters to advance to the semis. We haven't talked about their group stage games, but they won all of them, like, 6-0, 4-0, and 3-0. Just scoring away.
Holy moly.
The cast is playing great.
What a goalie.
Oh. Yeah, all shutouts. Yeah, Lacasse. She's running it.
Yeah.
Is it her team now?
I think so.
Fucking A, man. About
great
time.
Leon's playing great. I think she scored a few goals.
Waitama?
Yeah.
Is Grosso playing or is she injured?
She looks like she hasn't been starting. I don't know why.
Fuck the Canadian national team. What? She's got to go to Arsenal before they take her seriously as a footballer? She's been killing on Benfica for how many years? And they're like, oh, that's nothing? Like, yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
Well, it's also like Sinclair was there. And then they're like, oh, we have to play Sinclair. She has to start every game. And you're like, well, Lacasse is here and she's better and younger and faster.
They had the Ronaldo problem. Yeah. With Sinclair.
Yeah, maybe they're going to be better without Sinclair, yeah. They got to play USA now.
Ooh, that's tasty. Stonk of the week.
I'm gotta vote for Bulumi, my boy.
Wow, he was kind of in the box, don't you think?
No, it was way outside.
Bulumi's was way out.
Okay, well that was a curler. I remember that one. That was a curler.
No, that's some. He had some heat on it.
Mm. Okay, you're gonna go with Bulumi. I'm gonna go with Willie. I haven't seen it, but he's Portuguese in the Spanish league, and I heard it was really nice.
I'm going Portuguese Grealish.
Damn, I'm going Rashford.
Oh, my God.
No, it was Rashford.
Rashford's was beautiful. It was so far out. It was big.
Good, but he lost. Big moment. I don't like him that much.
They did lose. Yeah, but Stonk of the Week's not really about winning or losing. It's about how beautiful the goal is.
He stonked that one in the truest sense of the word. He put his foot right through it, and then it hit the crossbar and went down.
And it was terrible for most of the game, too. Ugh, Rashford.
Like I said, there's no stake in the matter.
All right, well, if you guys both agree, that's 2-1. To one,
yep.
So
yep,
Rashy wins it. It's one wonder.
Oh, I gotta give it to my boy Jota Silva.
Jota Silva. Oh, he can win this one. He can't win Stonk.
Well, yeah, Rashford can't win Juan Wonder.
That's so true. Jota Silva. Rogers, another good shout too for Braga. I think he was man of the match that day. Galeno still has not played for the Portuguese national team. He cannot win it, but I would like to give it to him if we could. Then who else? Pot? Potos, he scored the winner.
Maybe it should be Pot. Pot also scored in the midweek game.
Yes.
And, yep, I'm going to give it to Jota Silva.
Jota Silva?
Hey. I like Jota Silva. I don't like him, but Chico's a guy.
Chico is fantastic.
Sergio's also a guy you could give it to.
Conceição?
Yeah.
Oh.
A coach. We haven't done that in a while.
Hey. You don't got to twist my arm. I'll give it to Sergio.
You're giving it to Sergio because he outplayed?
5-0 obliteration of Benfica?
Yeah. I don't like to give all the credit to the coach.
With the red card and you got a couple players out of position.
Yeah, we're up 3-0 by the time he got a red card. And don't blame Porto for their bad positioning.
True.
I think the fairest one, I keep saying Jota Silva because I want to give it to the rival players. But if I was, I'm going to switch it. Pedro Gonçalves, I'm going to say. And that's my final vote.
And I'm switching to Jota Silva.
Oh, damn. There's a lot of heat on me. If Pot scored twice, I'll give it to Pot.
All right.
Pot's cool.
In two different matches.
This is a vote week. We'll throw it out to the Twitterverse.
I think it's a vote week because there's no Benfica players in the running. So it would actually be kind of a fair vote.
Yeah. So Sergio, Jota, Pot.
And you know all the Benfica players are going to pick not the Sporting guy. So then that's what's going to end up happening. Maybe we should take the vote away from the fans. What do you think?
Why do you have so much trust in the Benfica Twitter people?
Because they're the strongest.
They're a mob.
They're aggressive.
They're a mob.
Thanks once again for listening. Hit us up on socials at Portugal_Corner on X, at Portugal Corner on Insta. Join us on Patreon. Listen to us. The after show, listen to us on Palma Radio and or YouTube. Email us at theportugalcorner@gmail.com. Subscribe to your gear podcast. Take a minute to leave a rating or review. And check out the oldies. We are going to do our Patreon episode now. So go subscribe and check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Check it out.